So you've heard that Vic Roads is going to compulsory acquire your property, or at least the property that you lease. Perhaps you're a business owner who's taken out a long lease on a property in the hope that you're going to spend many happy and profitable years there building the goodwill in that business. However, all that's been shattered because you've received a notice of intention to acquire, or perhaps you've been to an information night which is talking about the next big road network that's going to go right through your shop. Melbourne's road system is constantly expanding. The city keeps growing and land keeps getting acquired by the government, usually Vic Roads, to cope with what is an ever-expanding need for more and bigger roads. The problem is that this affects everyday business people like you. Landowners have had their land taken from them before. Most are well aware of that, and there is no choice about it. The only negotiation point is how much the landowner will receive by way of compensation. However, we hear so little about the small business owner who has dealt the often devastating blow of being told that he or she must close the business and find brand new premises. Sometimes the business owner will own the building being acquired, which of course Vic Roads will have to purchase at fair market value. But often the affected business owner is merely the tenant, someone who's taken out a lease over the premises, and perhaps with many options on a long-term lease. Is this you? Perhaps you're a person who's bought a business with a long-term lease and paid a significant amount for the goodwill of that business. Maybe that goodwill is connected to the location of the business. For example, if you're a cafe, if you're a hairdresser, or even a grocer, clearly the business will be connected to the location. So the opportunity has been taken away from you the day you were handed the notice of intention to acquire. After the notice of intention to acquire is issued, there will be a period of time, which is often not too long, before the final acquisition will take place. Without a doubt, this can be utterly displacing. It can be devastating. At the very least, it's just a disruption that you did not need.